Episode 2018, Why Me?
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive by. Happy, happy day. Can you believe it? It is another brand new week. It's Mindset Monday, and I'm sure that you have so much on your schedule. But one thing I want to take off your plate today is the question, why me? For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already didn't have the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter to keep it simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, there's this question that haunts your every day. It's why me? Circumstances can't always be explained in your life, but regardless of the pain, everything happens for a reason. Running from the bad and embracing the good can be exhausting. You're just like a ping pong ball. Have you ever watched truly talented ping pong players? Now, I don't know what you call them, but when I watch them play, it's amazing to me how fast they move. Not only by hitting the ball, but their body, the way their arm comes up, the way the hand just turns slightly, the angle of the paddle. We are that ping pong ball sometimes. We're bouncing around all over the place, always pondering the question, why? We want that answer. Why? Obstacles stunt our growth, whether it's in our personal or professional growth, our family, or any other area for that matter. The obstacles can lead us to excuses, which become a constant weed in our lives. Weeds, they just keep growing and they won't go away. I don't care what insecticide, fungicide, whatever side you want to do or be or use on them, right? They just keep growing. They're a nuisance. Our obstacles are just that. They became a nuisance in our lives. Interesting though enough, what we see as a rock that cannot be moved or changed eventually becomes an open door to possibilities. Do you have a lot of rocks in your life? A lot of places that, no, they're not necessarily high. They might be low. They're all over. But you're like, gosh darn it, I just can't conquer it. Well, heading back home yesterday, I was enjoying the incredible scenery. Rolling hills, I mean, just green and all different colors of green. Vibrant flowers, trees, butterflies, and birds. Yet one thing that caught my eye was the rock hills that had a variety of plants. Now, these plants were not just weeds, but trees and shrubs. They were evergreens. They were actual trees. And believe it or not, they were growing where you least expected them to be, on the rocks. If a rock hill can grow vegetation, don't you think you can grow out of your pain into your purpose? Of course you can. So instead of asking why me, ask how. That is your Kiss the Keep It Simple strategy. Ask how in your season. H-O-W. Now, I would love to tell you that all the hard work you put in becoming your best selfie is a one and done deal. But you and I both know that's not the cards that are dealt. So let's escape the whining and complaining. No more why me. Focus on the how, H-O-W, how one wins. Now, when you look at that question and you analyze it for a moment, how one wins, it's taking you where? To the next step. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. It's a motion of each step, propelling you forward, pushing you in the direction you need to go. It doesn't matter if it's the tiniest little thing. Have you ever tried to clean a linen closet? Or wait, better yet, the laundry room? Well, just getting back from our trip, I honestly didn't do much laundry when I was gone, but guess what? I have a lot of laundry now. I didn't take a lot of stuff with me, but coming back home, Yeah, I've got stuff that needs to be done and the piles are there. But if I keep looking at the piles, I'm just going to keep running away from them because the mountains are growing bigger. The rocks are becoming harder and I can't conquer them. So instead of saying, well, why me? Why do I have to be in this position? Why have I lost my job? Why can't I get that promotion? Why can't I sit down and write my book? Why can't I lose the weight? Why can't I be a better wife? Why can't I fill in the blank? Now that's exhausting. Just me rambling on about the why can't I, why me, makes me tired. I just want to go sit down in a corner for a minute and go, okay, really, seriously, what is the real problem here? Well, sometimes we need to look in the mirror and see who the person is talking. Yeah, it's our mindset. You want to look at how one wins. Ask how. Here you are setting yourself up for a learning curve that will serve you, not harm or frustrate you. And that's much better in the long run. So number one, you've got to relinquish control. Perfection is not the answer to your problems. Just because you want everything to be just right doesn't mean you have to wait for it to be just right. Do you remember Goldilocks and the Three Bears? Okay, I know that is a very, very old tale. But I love it when you think about Goldilocks and she goes in and she sits down and no, this isn't right. It's not just right until she gets to the very last little chair. And then it was just right. Sometimes we have to look beyond trying to fit ourselves in places, trying to, you know, maneuver, manipulate, whatever it is that you're working on. You can't control everything in life because if you did, guess what? It still wouldn't be perfect because we're not perfect human beings. That's not how we were created. Relinquish control. Be present. You see, your presence is that which secures your essence. You've got to be present and understand where you are in your situation and not always trying to fine-tune it to perfection, but to be able to appreciate it, learn from it, right? This is the learning curve. And then what? Move forward one step at a time, leading to miles of greatness. Number two, rejection is God's protection. Did you know that no's can actually get you farther than you had planned? But maybe in the moment, you only saw one perspective. It's amazing to me how we can be looking at things and in one moment we're like, oh my gosh, can you believe this? And you're just yelling and screaming and hollering. And you're just like, seriously, this just isn't right. And then an hour later, a day later, a month later, a year later, you look at it and you're like, oh my gosh, I totally missed it. I missed the mark. It was right in front of me. We're usually looking for approval or a success, a high five. I know because I do it. I catch myself even to this day. Even though I know that I shouldn't be doing it, I still catch myself. Rejection is God's protection. You don't have to have everything in order. And not everything has to fall in order. No's can actually get you farther than you planned. So don't give up on the direction you're going. God's going to close the doors so he can open others. And finally, number three, see beyond the inconvenience. Reach past what isn't serving you. Why me? How is that serving you? If I ask myself that question enough, it's really annoying. Why me? I mean, seriously, Lord, why me? And then you sometimes have to figure out something to fill in the blank to answer the question. So then you're relying on what? Excuses. Don't let your why dictate your how in life. You were created on purpose for a purpose. You've got to reach beyond the pain to embrace your purpose, to embrace the direction that you're headed. So be ready to get rid of the why me and ask how in your season. Be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.